JP, is it cut or uncut? And cut, like a high school team, is bad. Uncut is good. To play windmill fastball as a man.
Like underhand?
Yeah.
No.
Yep, underhand.
That's tired. That's not good.
But it's no one plays as a man, JP. It's what? Isn't in the Olympics?
No, women's. It's in the Olympic. It was in the Olympics, but not men.
Look, baseball.
Yes.
Is way better.
Okay.
Tim asked me if I could throw a knuckleball, and I told him I played whip pitch. Now I'm getting made fun of. That's all I got to say.
You played whip? Is that what it's called?
Whip. No. Not wimp.
Some
whip.
Guys call it fastball.
Do you know, have you ever faced
I call that beer league softball.
That's slow pitch.
No, even fast pitch could be beer league. But okay. It's a step above slow pitch softball.
It's a big, have you ever tried to hit a 100 mile an hour windmill pitch?
Jenny Finch used to go to Major League Park.
They're hard. I've seen, strike them out.
Yeah.
It's hard because they're 40 feet or something.
Yeah, they actually proved that it's harder to hit that than it is to hit a major league pitcher.
Yeah.
Right.
It's sports science.
That's my point, though. It's boring because the pitchers dominate.
But I'd rather watch what JP does.
All right. For those who haven't heard me brag as of yet, I'm throwing out the first pitch at tonight's Blue Jays game, Jerry. Sure, it has nothing to do with the fact that I work for Rogers, but...
There's everything.
They own both things. JP, are you catching tonight?
Yeah, I'll be catching. But when usually they throw out the first pitch, I'm out there
in the bullpen.
Warming up the pitcher.
Right. So you have another rookie left-hander that you're working with tonight in Sean Nolan, correct?
That is absolutely correct.
How do you treat a game day with a rookie making his major league debut?
How do you treat it?
Is there any Crash Davis speech from Bull Durham at any time? Like, you give him cliches and stuff?
I tell him, I don't want to hear any of the sob stuff. Get your stuff together and get out there and get it done. No, I don't say it like that. But I just tell him, at the end of the day, it's the same game. And I think what made me successful when I got up here early, and I think what makes a lot of guys successful when they get here, is that they believe that they belong here, that they're here for a reason, and they're not caught up in the, oh, man, this is the major leagues. I'm facing Adam Jones or Matt Wieters or Chris Davis. You know, that's not what it's about. I mean, you're here for a reason. You're better than those guys, and that's the way you got to feel.
Maybe I should take that speech to the mound with me for the first pitch.
JP, do you think he should throw, like I said, he should give it everything? These people throw them and they half-ass it in there. Should he not get up there and throw it as hard as he can?
Yeah, I think he needs to go all the way to
that's
the mound.
That's what I think.
Because I think when people go from the front of the mound, I mean, what's that? That's like when I play golf and I'm a three-wood. If I can hit a three-wood on the on the money and get it over the water onto the green, that I'm on, but if I'm scared, I take a wedge and go short. Well, I'm not a professional golfer, so I might as well try to do the pro shot.
Yeah,
right.
And go for the green.
That's what I said.
All right, Tin Cup. So I think they don't let me go onto the mound. I think that's
JP
part
of, will arrange that.
JP, can you hook it up so that I can toe the rubber?
What are they? I mean, just.
Just do it.
And then walk up to the top of the mound.
Yeah.
I promise you security will not run out there and grab you.
Tackle me?
What, are they going to throw you out? They don't even know who you are.
I'll be that kid in Kansas City who grabbed the rosin bag last night.
I heard about that.
All I'm saying is you better have a pass that allows you there, because people are going to be like, who is this guy standing by the mound right now?
Who's this bald SOB standing on our mound?
Jim? Is his name Jim? It's Tim.
I'm not going to lie. Twitter has gotten into my kitchen. I'm a little bit rattled. Is there anything that you can tell me to get me unrattled, JP?
To get you unrattled.
About the pitch tonight.
Like, people are just killing. Like, they've sent me a top 10 of the worst first pitches in big league history. Like, Mariah Carey's up there with 6-inch stilettos. Like, I can't do worse than that, can I?
At the end of the day, you're either, wow, that was pretty good, or wow, that was pretty terrible. So, I mean, all you got to do is, you don't have many options, so might as well try to be the best one. And if you're, wow, that's awful, at least they're talking about it. So any publicity is good publicity for you.
The only person that cares.
Like, there's no breathe through my eyelids. Come on.
The only person that cares about you throwing out the first pitch tonight is you.
And my son and my dad.
Don't even think your son's aware.
No.
So you're making a bigger deal out of this.
All right.
JP didn't call in to talk about this.
No, well, we got him on to give me some advice and then talk some Blue Jays.
Let's talk some Blue Jays.
All right, go ahead, sharpshooter. Give him a question.
You hit a nice bomb the other night.
Yeah, windblown.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say that. The team's starting to pick up a little bit, and that's nice to see. It's got to feel good.
Is that a question?
Yeah.
Just chatting, man.
In a question form, yeah.
Just chatting. Okay.
They are, you know, everything is, we got a good team, and guys in our lineup can hit. And I think that, you know, unfortunately, you know, we've gone good, and then we'll go bad for a little bit, and we've gone good, and we haven't had that consistency. But I think, you know, especially Eddie and Jose are starting to turn it on, which is, you know, the guys in the middle of your lineup are always important. Lindy has been swinging it well, and Melky as well. So I think, you know, that's going to score some runs. And the pitching has given us a chance, especially the bullpen. The bullpen has been fantastic for us as of late. And that's usually, what I've always been taught is you win and lose games in the 7th, 8th, and 9th.
You're having some success with the O's. Why is that the case with one team versus another? Is it just circumstance, or is there something you like about some guy in an orange hat throwing pitches to you?
You know, if I could really figure that out, I'd try to do it against every team that we face, honestly. But it's just one of those things. I think it's just circumstance when you face a team, how you're feeling. There's been times where I've hit good off certain teams, and there's times where I've, you know, hit better off others. It's just kind of the way it goes. I don't know if there's anything to be said about it, but, you know, hopefully it continues.
JP, when you look at, you know, the team's lack of success maybe recently at Yankee Stadium. I mean, when you talk hockey, you talk about how a building's tough to play in. Does that translate to baseball, or is it just the nature of it? I mean, is it a tough park to play in? Like, would you say that, or why is it that way?
I don't know. I definitely don't think it's a tough park to play in, because it's not. Yankee Stadium is a great stadium, but, you know, the fans aren't, you know, too over the top. They're not. I mean, it's not a hostile environment. So I don't think it's that. Maybe they do have a great chef, and they always have immaculate spreads before the game. So maybe
pump you up on the carbs,
putting us to sleep with the amazing spreads that they put out before the game.
What was the last spread? Like, what do they throw out there?
They get a lot of good food.
I mean, Yankee Stadium has a lot of. I mean, they usually go out with. We'll have some filet mignon.
Oh, yeah?
And, filet mignon?
Yeah.
Some lobster. And they'll have Italian Day. They have people making noodles for you. You know, whatever. Cook the order.
You really get filet mignon in the clubhouse?
Oh, you bet your bottom dollar you can.
But that's after a game, though, right?
Screw the first pitch. I want to go in the clubhouse. Eat.
Even before sometimes. I mean... Depends how good you're taking care of the chef. If you want the round roast, it might be a little different. If you take care of the chef, you might get the filet mignon.
Oh, there you go. Mm. There you go.
Do you have a, like, you know, so you guys go to the park at for a 7 o'clock game, you need to be at the park at what time?
I'm ready at the park. I got here probably usually get here like 1:30.
Okay, so 1:30. So it's kind of, you know, it's a late night, so do you have a routine, you know, that, I mean, do you just kind of
talks to Tim and Sid for a while?
No, but I mean at 10 a.m. I mean, do you get up early? I mean, do you get up later?
I mean, everyone's different. Everyone has. I know guys that'll wake up, eat something, and go back to sleep. I know that I definitely like to get breakfast. So I usually go and grab breakfast somewhere and then come back and hang out at the place and watch some TV. Now I get to see Tim and Sid on the TV now.
And Jerry.
His
name's not Sid.
Bad dress. To the voice, and then come to the field and get ready to go. Like, I mean, depends on, you know, some days I'll get in the cold hot tub and watch film and see, you know, you're constantly preparing for the game ahead.
All right, you guys have won 10 of 16 now, 7 of the last 10. Kind of serious question. Do you feel like you've turned the corner?
You're saying as a team?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I definitely think we've you know, we've been rolling pretty good as of late, and you know, we've had some comebacks, and like I said, our bullpen has been able to keep us in games. So I think, you know, starting pitching is definitely a key. Mm-hmm. I think Dickey has done a good job. I think Burnley has done well. I think even Brandon, regardless what the numbers say, has done a good job of keeping us in games. You know, and Jenkins did good. Ramon did good. And you know, hopefully we can continue and have Sean give us a chance to stay in games, because I feel like, you know, the offense is going to definitely put some runs on the board.
All right, before we let you go, true or false, high and wide is better than one hopping it to the plate on the first pitch?
High and wide.
Oh,
100%. I'd rather you hit the backstop than short hop the catcher, for sure.
All right, I'm putting a little juice on this puppy then.
Yeah, fire it in.
Got to do it.